City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. Bloke Talk on the road with Sanam Indian Restaurant Whitechapel. Spacious contemporary surroundings and exclusive dishes. Perfect for all occasions. City Talk 105.9.
So it's the weekend and it's Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. And do you know what? This is long overdue, isn't it? We've been saying we would go out for a curry for a long, long time. Now, leave the poppadoms alone. Bloke Talk goes out for a curry and here we are. And for the best part of the next 60 minutes here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, all things curry related. We'll talk to some interesting people. We're even going to go to the kitchen later. We're going to have a go making some naan bread. You and I are going to have a naan bread making competition. I've had a look at the oven. It's very hot, that oven. You've got to put your hands in there. Have you got asbestos hands? What are your hands like?
Yeah, my hands are good. I'm feeling confident about that.
We're also going to make some curry as well. And also, we've got some people here, some real so-called men. And we're going to play a game of curry roulette to see who can take the hottest curry. So some of the stuff happening inside the next 60 minutes, but we're down in numbers. We're down by one. And if people listen to the show I normally do during the week, they'll know I've been banging on about my man flu. But the show must go on.
Yeah, and you've just got to get on with it.
You've got to get on with it. And Toby, he's not here.
Toby has been struck down by man flu, which is very convenient after 2 weeks off in Las Vegas.
Good point, well made,
And he's physically unwell. He's sent his apologies. He said he wished he could be here. Yeah. First ever Bloke Talk on the road, but he physically can't get out of bed.
You see, he's missing a trick, because I have a theory, like an alternative form of medicine or therapy when you have a cold. And I'm not suggesting that people should do this at home. Obviously, if you're ill, you need to take proper medical advice. But sometimes, for me, a vindaloo and a bottle of white wine seems to work. You know, it kills the germs, gets you back on the road to recovery.
I've heard
you
could have come along hot. Here. Yeah. Anything hot.
Because the old spices, the chilli and the ginger and the garlic, you know, it kind of works.
Clear the airways.
He's missing, it unblocks your pipes.
Fantastic. Maybe I should text him and try and get him to come back.
Well, you could try. Anyway, listen, lots of stuff we need to talk about, because I want to talk about male versus females when it comes to going out for a curry. It is Bloke Talk on the road. We're here in a curry restaurant. One of the beautiful things, rather, of going out for an Indian, or even having an Indian at home, is that ritual that exists when you get a pile of poppadoms on your plate.
That's
it's that beautiful moment, isn't it? You get a nice big pile of poppadoms, and someone, because you don't eat the whole poppadom, do you? You've got to break the poppadom.
Yeah.
And I think it's an honour. It's an honour for whoever's sitting around the table to actually, it's kind of like it's the leader of the pack, it's like the chief of the tribe has the duty of breaking the poppadoms. We have a pile here. Would you like that honour? Because I know you're hungry.
Yeah.
Because I'm starving. No, you've got to do that.
Since when? I never do that. When you go for curry, no.
Don't tell me this is a tradition from down south. You've got a big pile of poppadoms.
I don't do that.
And what you do is you go like this.
Jonathan's looking confused as well, our producer.
Jonathan's the producer. He's got man flu as well. He's made it in.
Well, you do a karate chop then.
It's not a karate chop. It's a very elegant swipe. If you chop it, it goes everywhere. Okay.
Right.
Have you never done this before?
No.
What do you do with your poppadoms then? Do you just get a whole thing and start eating it, nibbling at it?
No,
like a biscuit?
I take my poppadom and then whoever I'm having a meal will take theirs and you break up your own poppadom.
So what, you take a whole poppadom?
Yeah, I take it, put it on my side plate, break it up and that's my
That's
poppadom.
Not curry etiquette.
Sorry, I'm clearly...
Well, so you would actually like, you got something here like a 7-inch single, you would just take and put it on your plate. That's what you do.
Yeah, obviously I cut it up.
And then you start breaking it up.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Right,
what you do is this. You ready?
Can you teach me curry?
That's what you do.
Oh.
That's what you do.
That was impressive.
That's great. What you do.
Can I please eat some now?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You break it up and then you start eating it. But that is part of curry etiquette. That's the beauty of going out for an Indian. Doesn't work so well at home. At home it's a bit weird, but you know, if in a group of people...
I think that's quite a blokey thing to do. I don't think most women would like... Say you're on a date with a guy that takes you to an Indian restaurant and he just went on the poppadoms.
Would that be it? Would you have made your mind up before coffee?
Well, I just think, who is this weirdo?
I'll tell you why women don't like that. It's because it's messy. You don't like it. It's not in little boxes. It's not compact. You can't put it nicely into Tupperware containers. You've just decided that it's too messy and everything should be right. So that's why you take the whole thing and put it on your plate.
Yeah. We like to be neat.
You do. This is going to be difficult because there's a big pile of poppadoms here, now deliciously broken in the proper way, as adhered to by those of us who know curry etiquette. And we've also got some various chutneys here as well. And they're both starving. How far can you go when it comes to curry? I'll rephrase that. What's your favourite curry strength?
Mild. I'm so sorry to say this, and I feel really embarrassed every time I go in a curry house because I tend to order a korma or a tikka masala.
Oh, good God, why?
And that's what I like the best. I like the creamy ones. I don't like cock curries.
Have you tried anything else?
I've tried, like, Funa.
Yeah. Funa's all right.
What's that one? Oh, I can't think what it's called now.
The mild ones.
I tried, like, mid-strength, but not the creamy ones, but... Dave will buy a hot one and I'll try it and I'll just think that hasn't got any flavour.
You're out. No flavour.
Well, if it's too hot, it takes away from the flavour, that's what I think.
I have a theory. My theory is this. It is predominantly a female thing. I actually reckon, one, you can't be a proper curry fan if you eat kormas because it simply doesn't count. But two, it is a female thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, korma was invented for the woman in the curry house.
I agree.
You don't see men eating kormas, and if you do, they're not real men.
Oh, no, I wouldn't trust a man that ate a korma.
You see, we're learning something here. So if someone, then there could be almost a guide here for curry eating when you go out on a date, particularly if it's the blossoming stages of a relationship. One, don't be smashing up your poppadoms because a woman might find that a bit weird.
Yeah.
Two, if you're a woman and there's a bloke opposite you, and, you know, the bloke orders a korma, you might be thinking, something not right here, you know?
Oh, no way.
It's not good.
I've talked about this before. It's the same as men that are vegetarian.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's not right and it's not proper. So we're here. It's Bloke Talk on the road, and we've come out for a curry, and it's a bit of a buzz in this place. The kitchen is downstairs. We're going to go into the kitchen later. I've got to be honest with you, I'm nervous. I'm incredibly nervous.
I know you are. I've got a feeling I'm going to trounce you in the kitchen, actually.
Well, we're going to have a naan bread making competition. Apparently, it takes about 2 minutes. That's all it takes.
Really hot. Yeah. Just whack it on the heat.
Well, 2 minutes from start to finish, including getting all the ingredients together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was looking at the chef who's responsible for making the naan bread. He's been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got someone here taking pictures as well. We're going to take loads of pictures and stick them on the City Talk website at citytalk.fm. But his hands... Okay, they've almost got, the only way I can describe it, his hands, he's almost got like a 2-inch kind of like additional bit of thick skin from where he's just been baking naan bread for most of his life, well, for 15 years.
And our hands are soft and not used to being hot.
What do I do 9 till 5 or 9 till 6? I use a computer.
Yeah.
I might push some buttons in a radio studio.
Yeah.
Hardly the kind of activity that toughens up your skin.
No, I think our hands are going to...
We're going to suffer.
We're going to get it here.
So we're going to do some naan bread making, and we're going to do a competition, and it's going to take us 2 minutes, and we're going to do the naan bread and find out who makes the best naan bread.
Brilliant.
We're also going to talk to some of the guys in the kitchen, because I have a question for them, and no one's ever been able to answer this question. You know onion bargees? Do you like onion bargees?
Oh, I love bargees.
How many bargees can you do in a session?
Probably 3.
Really?
I
did 27 once.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had 27 barges.
Big what?
Well, the size of golf balls.
That's so many. What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. There was something wrong with me afterwards, but it's neither here nor there.
Why would you eat that many onion barges?
Greed. Pride. There are a number of reasons.
We'll go back to the pride thing in a minute.
Right, I'll tell you what. There used to be, down south, where I come from, there used to be this restaurant in a place called Worthing. I can't remember what it was called. And it always used to be, because, you know, Friday night, a few pints or whatever, I suppose saner minds disappear and the idea of, like, you know, 11:30, last orders has happened, you get chucked out 11:20. There's two choices, aren't there? There's club or curry.
Yeah.
Yeah? Club or curry. And, you know, I long decided I'd never, ever, ever set foot in a nightclub because it's just anywhere that you have, you know, got gorillas on the door saying you can't come in. You know, and drinks at £7.50 a shot. I just don't want to go. So I always opt for a curry. And we always used to have this restaurant in this part of this town called Worthing. And it was kind of... It wasn't the best curry restaurant, but it was always kind of quite lenient in many, many ways.
Right.
Like, you know, they would carry on serving drinks until the wee small hours and stuff like that. And, you know, they kind of like go, oh, we'll have this dish on the house because you were here last week. So we liked it for that reason.
Put up with your behaviour as well.
They put up with a lot of behaviour. Not bad behaviour, not antisocial behaviour, but, you know. And what they would do is we would kind of, like, go along there, and I just fell in love with their barges. Now, they weren't big barges like you sometimes get with the kind of size of a cricket ball. These were, like, golf ball-sized barges. And their portions used to come in a portion of 5. And I used to love them. So I knocked off 27 barges.
wouldn't you have had a multiple of five if you came in, or did you get 30 and not be able to?
No. I just kept ordering and ordering, and then on my sixth order, I could only knock off two of it, and that was it. I couldn't do any more barges.
You drink, Duncan?
Yeah, I'd had a few pints. Yeah, just whatever gave you that idea.
Are you sick?
No, not at all.
That's terrible. See, this actually sums up what I think about blokes and curries.
Go on.
It's just a competition.
In what way?
Well, it's just a way of proving that you're a man, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like the classic way.
Yeah.
Who can eat the hottest one, even though it doesn't taste very nice?
Yeah.
Who can eat the most barges?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a
I didn't do it to prove a point. I did it because I liked my barges. I wasn't in a bargee eating competition.
Yeah, but you must have been being egged on.
Probably. I was being egged on because that's what men do when a lot of blokes are together. But you make a good point because before I ever worked in radio, I once worked for a car company. And there's a symptom of working for a car company. You have to work with people who sell cars. And there's a certain kind of man who sells cars for a living. A car salesman, okay?
Yes.
And they're unique characters. There was one by the name of Chris Griffin. Chris Griffin is the kind of man who would wear tartan trousers when going to a nightclub.
Fantastic.
Because he would know everyone would go, I like your trousers, or would be a good icebreaker with the females. He also used to pretend to be a fireman.
Right.
Because that used to tick all of the boxes and would speed up his process of going home not unattached at the end of the evening. Chris Griffin was an interesting character, and you make a very good point about it being a man thing, because I once went, a group of us went for an Indian, and Chris Griffin was there, and he was the one going, right, vindaloos all round then, vindaloos all round. And of course, what you have, the kind of like the makeup in that social situation is, you had certain other men there who were older than Chris, so they would kind of like not play the game. Or they would go, no, you don't want that. If you really like your curry, you want this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They're like the elder statesmen. Or you would have the young, influential men, or rather the young men who were easily influenced by people like Chris Griffin, who would like, you know, if he said roll over, you know, they'd go, how many times would you like me to do it? And at that particular point in my life, I was in that bracket. I was young and I was naive. So all these sort of like young guys and these apprentices and stuff going, oh, yeah, vindaloo. And you're absolutely right. There was this very sad and almost pathetic scenario where all of the men were just trying to like, you know, trying to eat their vindaloos, not cough, not let the tears stream down their eyes, not drink any water because they wanted to prove how manly they were.
Pathetic,
right? It is pathetic. It is a bloke thing, isn't it?
And you used to take part in that.
I think you'll find any man listening to this right now on City Talk 105.9 would be exactly in the same bracket.
It's
no different from females.
Have you ever eaten a curry so hot that you've had tears streaming down your face?
Yeah. The guy's
what
here in
nice
the kitchen.
That's not a nice diet.
No, but it's part of the male psyche, isn't it? It's just kind of like, I can take it, I'm a real man. We've got some men here. We're going to do a thing later called curry roulette. Mm. I haven't told them yet. We're going to blindfold them. So they don't know, they can't see what they're going to be eating. Because, of course, that gives you, your eyes gives you a sense, and normally you can tell by the colour of something. Mm. So what we're going to do is we're going to blindfold them, because they believe that they're real men, they believe they can take on a hot curry or whatever.
Right.
So we're going to get three or four different curries, we're going to blindfold them, and see which man can take the hottest dose of curry.
Fantastic.
That's why it's bloke talk.
Well, keep me out of that one, because I don't like hot curries.
Can I tempt you maybe to something in the course of this show that isn't a korma?
Yeah, tikka masala.
If we say to the guys downstairs, if we say to them, Laura is not a big curry fan, but, you know, she always has a tikka masala or she always has a korma. Can you suggest something else? And not this isn't necessarily too hot, but something that's maybe fragrant or whatever. Mm. Are you prepared to give something a try if they knock it up?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yes, prepared to try something.
And do you fancy a bit of a wager on the naan bread?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to win that.
How about we have a what? How about we have a wager, okay? We make the naan bread, we bring it up here, people vote, okay, on their favourite naan bread, but they don't know whose is whose. Whoever gets the most vote gets a bottle of wine from the other person.
Okay, a bottle of vodka instead.
Vodka?
Yeah.
All right, fine. So that's what we'll do. It's Bloke Talk, Bloke Talk on the Road. We're out for an Indian, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk on the Road with Sanam Indian Restaurant Whitechapel. Spacious contemporary surroundings and exclusive dishes. Perfect for all occasions. City Talk 105.9.
So it is Bloke Talk, going for a curry, and some fascinating people here this evening, including this gentleman. What's your name, sir?
It's Ian Fisher.
Ian Fisher, and are you a resident of Liverpool?
Yes.
How long have you been in the city for?
Oh, all my life.
All my life. Right, first of all, red or blue supporter?
Lose. Season right. Ticket holder.
We just got to get this Bloke Talk loyalty thing sorted out, you see, for this show. This particular venue has got quite a few special memories for you, hasn't it? What's the story behind it?
Yes, well, we had our wedding reception here. Yeah. My wife's Indian, she's from Rugby. And we had our wedding in Liverpool Town Hall.
Yeah.
Obviously, wife's got large extended family. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long ago was the wedding reception?
3 years ago.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And you've got a beautiful little girl in tow who's getting into the curry lifestyle at an early age.
And yeah, she's 2 years old. Her name's Sahana.
Sahana.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she's our pride and joy.
One of the things we're talking about tonight is men and their curries, because of course when you talk about blokes and men and stuff, curry always features quite heavily. Obviously, you're married to an Indian lady. I mean, what's your favourite kind of Indian cuisine?
Well, I've up until being married, I wasn't a curry person, but since obviously I'm into with visiting my in-laws, I get a lot of homemade Indian food, which has opened my eyes to basically Indian cuisine in general.
So I'm guessing you're a bit of a curry connoisseur now, on Indian cuisine.
To a degree, I wouldn't say an expert by any means, but I've grown more and more fond of them.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy now. I think generally English folks tend to go for hot things and beer, but there's a wide spectrum of curries, and you know, I'm happy to have whatever's put in front of me, really.
That's great. Well, listen, thank you for having a conversation with us this evening, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
It's Bloke Talk, and we're on the road, and Bloke Talk's gone for a curry. Thank you very much for tuning in. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Things will sound slightly different now because we're in the kitchen, and what this means is we come downstairs. So you'll see some pictures on the City Talk website. If you go online, citytalk.fm, you can see Laura and I adorning our chef's whites.
Yes.
And some very nice blue and white checked hats, which obviously you have to wear if you're in the kitchen. I think you're looking quite fetching.
You ever done any chefing before?
I think I'm looking quite fetching. I don't think you are.
No, I can't look at that. I can't even get the thing over my gut. It's appalling. So we're in the kitchen. We're going to do some naan bread. Right. And you and I are going to have a competition. And what we're going to do is we're not going to tell people whose naan bread is which. I'm going to take it upstairs. And we're going to get people to vote or say which one's the best. And whoever wins, the other person has to buy that person a bottle of something nice. So we'll do that. We're also going to make a curry. But we've got loads of gents down here, in the kind of like what I like to think is the engine room of the restaurant here, keeping things ticking over. So first of all, we ought to say good evening to the man who's kind of, well, let us come down here, and he's the boss here, and his name is Islam. Hello.
Hi, Duncan.
Very good of you to let us in here. Just give us a bit of background. How long have you been involved in Indian cuisine for?
Since the age of 16.
And is that something that's a family thing?
It's a family thing, yes. It's a second generation thing for our family now.
So was it something that you felt you didn't have a choice with? It's just kind of like if your father or your parents had done it before, you naturally went into that kind of business?
No, not at all. I had a total perfect, total choice there for myself. And that's really something I wanted to do.
Yep.
Like, you know, prove myself and excel the standards on the Indian restaurant.
And we read a lot at the moment. I mean, we know there's a credit crunch on. We also know that, you know, the cost of rice has been higher recently and stuff. I interviewed someone recently from Spice Business Magazine, which, as you know, and people listening might not know, is a magazine that is very much read by a lot of people in the world of Indian restaurants and Indian cuisine. Challenging times at the moment?
Yes, challenging, but I'm sure we'll be able to, override that, because there's plenty of blokes out there who will love nothing but the Indian, proper Indian
meal. And it's become very much part of our society, hasn't it? You know, the reason we're here, Bloke Talk as a radio show, is blokes like nothing better than a good old-fashioned Indian meal.
Yes, that's right. Our national dish is chicken tikka masala, of course, as you would know.
Yep.
And like, Indian food is really, really popular. And even we've got like little families coming in with children. Mm-hmm. So even the children are really like enjoying it. And
yeah, it's good when you see that, isn't it, as well? You know, I've noticed some children here as well. It's a really special thing. So that's good. We've got loads of people here. We've got to say hello to them very quickly. I've lost Laura. I don't know where Laura's gone. She's gone over there. Let's go over here. And what we'll do is we'll talk to Laura. And we're going to do some pictures of the very hot oven for the naan bread. We've got some gentlemen over here. Laura, come over here for a second.
I know you're
everywhere. We need to find out more about these people. So why don't you say hello to Ali, find out a bit more about Ali, and get a bit about his background.
Ali, you're donned in your chef's whites. I take it you're one of the
one
cooks
of the chefs,
around here?
I'm one of the chefs here.
Fantastic. What's your actual title then?
We've got a head chef here, and I'm just working under the head chef. So,
right, so have you got a speciality that you're in charge of then?
I help this with the starters and that, and then the side dishes and that.
And you've also got a specific guy that does all the naan breads, yeah, and I'm quite fascinated by that. That is quite a dangerous job, isn't it?
It is, but you get used to it. It's like any jobs, really. Once you keep on doing it, you get used to it and that.
It's a very hot oven, though, isn't it? So you have to be quite brave.
You have to have it in a certain temperature, otherwise your naan bread won't stick or it won't cook. So if you don't have it at a certain temperature, it won't stick on it.
So. Brilliant. And how long have you been at chefing for, then?
Quite a long time. I've been working in the kitchen since 93, so I started off from scratch, basically.
And what's your head chef like? Is he a bit of a Gordon Ramsay type figure? Does he shout and swear at you?
When he gets busy, he does shout a lot.
It's quite a stressful job, isn't it? I think it's one of the most stressful jobs, isn't it?
It is. You've got to keep an eye on everything. Everything's got to be spotless. And, you know, as you can see, our kitchen is really clean. And, you know, we try and keep on top of everything.
Well, let's have a go with this naan bread making then. So who's chief in charge of the naan bread here?
That's Abdul.
Okay, that's Abdul. Right, okay. We're going to have a go at making some naan bread here. What do we need to know about this? What's the kind of key things regarding making naan bread? I'm guessing it's all in the timing. We need to be quick. We need to get it right. I was saying earlier, we're going to take some pictures of your hands later, because your hands are kind of like, they're amazing, because compared to mine and Laura's, look at our hands, okay? They're soft. They're flabby. Yours, they're kind of like, they're almost like you've got a bit of gloves on there, because you keep putting your hand in the oven.
Yeah.
Right, okay, we need to do this, so let's make some naan bread. How are we going to, what's the best way of doing this? If someone can, maybe Ali, you can talk us through what we're doing, that'll be really useful. So we've got a tray of stuff here. What's actually in the naan bread mix?
It's the dough, it's got a flour, self-raising flour, it's got a bit of sugar, milk, eggs, it's got black onion seeds.
Right.
And so
and this
in.
Is the very traditional normal ingredients
normal
for naan bread. You could take all of this stuff and you could make it at home, but I'm guessing most people haven't got an oven that goes up to 600
degrees. 600 degrees, yeah.
Right, so people won't be making naan bread at home, will they?
No, they won't.
And if they were, they won't be properly cooked.
Well, I don't think they can make it, although they'll have to have one of these ovens.
Right. I've got to be honest with you, I'm nervous about this, because I just don't think my hand's going to be up for it. So,
you take a deal.
Yeah.
I'll show you the first one.
Okay, so you show us how to do this.
Make it a bit easier. So
you
keep it a bit round.
So you put it in there, and you put it in the flour, okay? You put it down on the surface there. It's a bit like making rock cakes at school. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
So you get a rolling pin, you roll it out.
Look at that technique.
I know. Yeah, you flatten it down using your fingers.
Yeah.
One hand, you need oil, just
one
the right
hand. Bit of oil, you can dip it in there. Right, wipe it all over the naan bread there. Okay, I can see that. Yeah, all over your hand.
This hand's got to stay dry.
Yeah.
Right, one hand dry, one hand wet. Okay.
Right,
okay.
The oil hand's on the
side. Oil on one side.
Yeah. Right, okay, I understand that, yeah.
So you've got it now
on your oiled hand, and it goes into the oven, 600 degrees. Coals are burning in the bottom, it goes on the side.
And it sticks up. And if you put oil on the other side, it's not going to stick on.
And it'll fall down, won't it?
It'll fall down, yeah. So that's why you've got to keep the other side dry. So one hand's got to stay dry, one hand stays greasy.
And how long does that take? 2 minutes?
Yeah, about 2 minutes.
And there's all kinds of different naan you can get. So you can go with the garlic naan and cumin naan and stuff. You just put that in your original dough mix, do you? Yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cumin naan, just open the dough, you put the stuff in, and then you roll it out. And
I think you should go first.
Yeah. Shall I have a go first? Have you got any questions before we do this?
No, I just want to see you go first.
Yeah, cheers, Laura. Okay, so I'm going to get one. Can I take one of these?
Yeah.
I can take one of these. Right? Yeah. Remind me what I do.
Roll it up a little bit.
Roll it up, a bit like
not
a...
Not too much. It's not right.
Okay.
A bit of flour.
A bit of flour. Okay. Laura, you're going to have to do some talking. I can't do two things at once. I'm like, man.
I'll commentate. It's all right. I'm just watching what he does to see what he does wrong. He's passing it down at the moment. He's got the rolling pin out. It's actually looking quite promising so far.
I've got the rolling pin since... I don't even know they do it at school anymore. They used to do social economics, which was like how to make rock cakes and pizza.
Duncan clearly here is quite nervous. You can tell that he's out of his comfort zone.
Right, Zach. Dry hand underneath, yeah. You're very kind. Oh. Right, okay. I've got some deformed naan bread here.
That's all right.
Got to flick it a bit on
your hand. Right. I've managed to keep my left hand dry, which I didn't think I'd be able to do.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this at all. I'm just quite worried about it now.
Oh, yeah. Is it similar to making pizza dough? Is it the same?
Yeah, similar.
Yes? Yeah. Oh, no, I've got a split in it. It's not very big. Is that going to... No, the head chef's here. What am I doing wrong?
Right. No, go ahead.
It's radio. You can do it all for me. No one's going to know.
Put in the right hand.
Yeah.
Just hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'll be good for you now.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Right. Now you put it inside the oven.
It's like putting your hand in. It's all like... Right, I'm going to put it in the oven now, everyone. It's going in.
I put it in there for you.
He's a kind man.
Duncan, I can't believe you chickened out.
I didn't chicken out. Everyone here will tell you I put it in the oven.
I can tell you, he put it on the side. He wouldn't put it in the oven himself, so I'm going to see if I can do it now.
Come on in, Harms. Let's see your attempt at the naan here.
Right.
So you can get some dough.
Okay, he's just getting it floured up
for me.
Yeah, I've got a rolling pin now.
When was the last time you used a rolling pin?
Many years ago. Yeah. But I'm quite...
Today's women just aren't, you know, aren't up to anything.
Okay, right. I'm going to get some
oil. Dip your hand in there.
It's going well so far.
Yeah, it's looking good. I like the way you've got all your fingerprints in
there. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. I did wash my hands before.
You're going to make a smiley face while we're here? Did you?
Get the dry hand underneath, but get the...
That's, oh, look at that, yeah. Yeah. You've got a good technique there.
Stop putting me off.
It's all in the wrists.
Is that big enough?
You need some help with the gentleman who helped me by putting it out a bit, because mind you, it is a bit.
I put it in the oven.
Well done. Look at that. Isn't that good? So what we're going to do, mine's ready there. My attempt at naan. Okay, and Laura's will come off in a second. And we'll take them upstairs in a second. We'll compare. Okay, people, we need to be able to signify which one's which. So actually, if we just take one of those serviettes there, and we put, because no one upstairs will know whose is whose, will they say? And let's go upstairs with the naan bread, shall we? And then we'll come back down and knock up a curry. Yeah, happy with that? All right, we'll do that. Right, so we're coming out of the kitchen now, and Laura and I have just made our naan bread. So we'll go up the stairs. And if you're wondering what the heck is going on, it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's a bloke talk on the road, and we're doing what all good blokes do, is we'll come out for a curry. And we've got various things we're doing before the end of the show. We're going to do curry roulette, and Laura and I are going to help make some of those curries, but we need to go upstairs and just navigate our way around the various tables and do a little bit of a taste test. Do you like the chef's whites? Right. Okay, what we need to do is we've got some naan bread here that Laura and I have made. Now, one has been made by Laura, the other's been made by my fair hands. We need you just to kind
Did
of...
Did you wash your hands beforehand?
Yeah, what fine.
You've got a cold
Yeah, no, it's fine, you've got nothing to worry about. They're plain naan. You need to... I've forgotten already which one's which. So just have a little bit of a nibble. Styles and presentation.
Yes, have a look at the presentation as well.
That one's a bit doughy.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking for texture, we're looking for taste.
And presentation.
Yeah, I think taste is more important than kind of how it looks. Because it's not easy making naan bread, is it?
It's not easy, no. I think we should swap them over. I do think presentation's important, as I keep saying.
All right, so, okay, so is that unanimous? That one there is the one most people like. Pictures on the website, citytalk.fm. I've lost track of whose is whose. Whose is that one?
This one's Laura's.
Unanimous verdict, yeah, Duncan.
Well, you
victory is mine.
Mine was just fell apart halfway through.
I can say as well, Duncan wouldn't put his hand in the oven. He chickened out. Well, I did. I put my hand in a 600-degree oven.
If you pass comment, you come downstairs and put your hand in the oven. All right, so that's the naan bread stuff sorted. We got our gentlemen here who are going to play a curry roulette. Vino's one of them. And Lee's another. You're going to have to be blindfolded for this. Only for the simple reason that if you see it, it'll be obvious kind of how good, you know, what kind of curry it is. But there won't be anything too horrific, so we'll do that. And Laura and I are going to take part in making the curry for curry roulette.
Yes.
So we'll go back downstairs and get back to
Let's
the kitchen.
It
is Bloke Talk on the road here at City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk on the road with Sanam Indian Restaurant Whitechapel. Spacious contemporary surroundings and exclusive dishes. Perfect for all occasions. City Talk 105.9.
So it's Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're back in the kitchen. It's warm in here, Laura.
It's very hot in here.
You must build up a resistance to the heat. And we're here with the head chef. And the head chef is going to help us make a couple of curries here, because we're doing our curry roulette thing a little bit later on. So first of all, what do we need? So we need some oil in there, okay?
Yeah, one spoonful.
So Laura, you get some oil and you put it in there. Okay, and it goes on the stove there. Okay, wait for that to heat. Okay, well, I'm making a mild one. I think Laura's... I can make whatever. Mild or hot, I don't mind.
Right, you can make a hot one.
Well, one of us needs to do hot, the other one needs to do mild, so...
I'll do the hot one,
you do the mild one, okay?
With some garlic and ginger.
Oh, you use my spoon with that, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, garlic and ginger, which is...
It's not too much, just a little bit.
Laura needs the same, does she? Do you need... That's a ginger and garlic mix.
Garlic mix.
Yeah.
Now put some mixed powder.
Okay, using my spoon, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, which powder is this?
That's the mix.
Mixed powder. What's in the mixed powder?
Jira, dunya, haldi.
Okay.
And a lot of all things.
Right, okay. And back up. And
that's the tandoori masala.
That's right, okay.
That's the chili powder.
Chili powder. That's hot. A lot of chili powder.
Hot, that's the hot.
Okay.
That's the bindalu hot.
Right, okay. And that's back on the stove, is
back
it?
Back on the fire.
Whoa. So we'll mix it all together, yeah? Okay. So I've got a load of stuff in my pan here. As you heard, we've got...
Gravy.
Okay, what's in there then?
That's the onion gravy.
Okay, oh! Okay, mix it all up. This is great. I didn't know I was going to be actually allowed to make a proper curry. This is great. This is superb. How much preparation goes into all of this? Because you've got a lot of pre-prepared things, haven't
yeah.
you?
That's the curry sauce. That makes nearly 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, and that forms the base of a lot of the curries.
Yeah, that's the
and then you add the heat to it using the spices and the herbs, okay?
I think chicken.
I'll do chicken in here. Okay. If I pause for a second, it's because I'm a man. I can't do two things at once, so I need to stir and talk at the same time. This is bubbling away nicely. So we're going to put some meat in here and some chicken in here. It is bloke talk on City Talk 105.9.
A chicken,
okay. Okay, that's going in. I'll coat it properly. I'm learning something here. This is good.
Yours is bubbling away better than mine.
Okay. Well, Laura, you see, it's all in the technique.
Yeah.
Do you think people sometimes... Because this is quite... The technique behind this is quite simple, isn't it? As long as you've done the preparation.
That's a simple one,
yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's normally basic.
This is good. Who does the washing up at the end of the night, then?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll keep stirring this. We've got
that's
the meat.
The coriander.
The coriander, right? Yep. Fresh coriander
and
going in there.
One piece of tomato.
Tomatoes in there, right, okay. All right. You're working up a sweat there, Harms. I'm getting warm here. I don't know how these guys do it night after night.
I'll try this one.
I'll try that one. Yeah, of course I will, yeah. Now, we need to do our curry roulette, so we need to take some 4 curries upstairs. Is this going to be one of them?
Yeah.
Is this going to be the hottest one?
No, that's the...
Okay, you're going to look... You're going to do a okay. This is kind of medium to hot, is it? Okay. And we're just waiting for this, because the potato that goes in, we need to make sure the potato is properly cooked.
So it's ready now.
It's ready? Okay. How do you know it's ready? It's like years of experience. You just kind of... Okay. So I spoon it out.
Yeah.
Into there. Okay. And
your easy way.
Oh, yeah. This is great. How long have you been doing this for?
Me?
Yes, you, sir.
Nearly 25 years now.
25 years. This is amazing. Right, okay. Have you seen things change over the 25 years? Have people become more demanding?
Yeah, lots of change within curry dishes now. I'm working usually in London South.
Yeah.
So I just come down to Liverpool nearly three and a half years now.
It's a great city, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great city. I'm just making sure I get everything out of this dish here. I can smell it. This is great. Okay, is that all right?
That's all right, yeah. Just put it right there.
Okay, lovely. Marvellous. Okay, how's Laura getting on over there? Go and have a word with Laura.
Well, I've been making a boona, and I'm quite impressed with how it looks, actually. I think mine's got lamb in it rather than chicken. But it's looking like a proper... I'm going to start spooning it out now. Are you impressed with this? Do you think this is a good curry that I've made?
It's quite good. It's not bad for the first time.
I have to say, it is very hot in this kitchen. I'm going to have to get out of it in a minute. I have to say, when I make a curry, I usually use a sauce from a jar.
Right.
But do you know what? This has inspired me. Yeah, cheating. This has inspired me to make my own. I'm going to do it.
It's pretty.
Just got to get the right spices, haven't you?
That's it, yeah.
The right combination.
Right, so you've done your boona. I've done mine.
What was yours then, do you know?
Mine was a vindaloo.
Is it? Can it work? Can we go
I'm a man. Do you want to try some?
No, that's too hot. Want to
try some dunk vindaloo?
That's too hot for me.
No, it's not that hot.
It sounds like a proposition, though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It is hot.
It is hot, actually. I'm lying.
All right, is that the hottest one you can do, then, vindaloo?
No. We can do hot, very hot curry. Yeah. I'll give you hotter simple three dishes.
Yeah.
Hot.
For our curry roulette, the head chef is going to do something that's pretty special.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, let's go back upstairs, and we should try our dishes, but also we'll get sorted for curry roulette.
Fantastic.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
So it's Bloke Talk on the road here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you very much for getting involved in the show this week, either listening to it on a Saturday night or at some point at the weekend, or even as a podcast or a download. I'm going to find it very difficult because I need to eat as well as talk. What you got there?
Well, men can't multitask.
I know. Well, we discovered that so far, haven't we? Because I couldn't even talk when I was making my naan bread.
I know. Well, I have got here some chicken biryani, which, as I said, I wouldn't normally order that.
Have you been converted? Because normally you're a korma or a...
I'm a creamy girl.
Yeah.
For want of a better word.
So, korma or what was it? Mm. Tikka masala, which is always the fail-safe options, isn't it? Do you got a bit of sauce on there? Or you?
I'll put a bit more sauce on it.
Yeah.
It's not too hot, though. I can handle it.
Yeah. So you've discovered something new this week.
Yeah, and I think it's good to be adventurous, Duncan.
It is. Why are you using that tone of voice?
Well, you know, like when I put my hand in that boiling hot oven and you wouldn't know
it. It wasn't boiling hot.
It was 600 degrees.
There was nothing boiling in it. It's just very hot.
I know, but I just have to say, I took the plunge there.
Yeah, I was going to take the plunge, but my naan bread had holes in it. I could have lost a finger.
That's true. Yeah. Health and safety. So what have you got there?
Well,
Duncan?
I've got, this is a bit of an old staple, which is a chicken madras. I like madras. Have you ever tried madras?
No, is that hot?
You should try some. Maybe just try a bit of the sauce or something.
Are you sure that I'll be all right?
Well, I don't know, but you seem like you're in quite an adventurous mood.
Yeah, let's
do it. So look, let's just put a little bit of that on there.
Just put sauce okay. on
the You can do that. There's some naan bread there. You can dip that in, can't you? Like, have a bit of... that looks plain.
Yeah.
Okay, dip it in and try
I'm
it
sure
out.
I'm going to be all right with this.
Yeah, you'll be fine, yeah.
Madras. Is that like one of the hottest ones?
No. No. It's not one of the hottest ones. I mean, it's medium to hot, but it's not one of the hottest. Bit of a tang? Do you need your Coke?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be that hot. It shouldn't burn. Right. Hello. Right. So these are our curry roulette dishes.
No, these are your dishes you made.
Oh, these are the ones we made earlier. Thank you. So which one's which?
That's the one you made. That's the one Laura made.
Okay. We're going to try each other's. I made them. I made a vindaloo, didn't I? Yeah. And Laura made the bula.
No.
So Laura's just tried the madras and has found that because, you know, she's a mild curry eater. So... You're going to have a go? You don't want... We try the vindaloo?
No, that's too hot for me.
This is the vindaloo, isn't it?
So this was made by your very own fair hand, Duncan.
Anyone up for some dunk vindaloo made by my own fair hand?
They don't look very willing to have any
you're
of
gonna,
that.
You're going to... All right, OK. Or Laura's Boona. You're going to try... Well, there, pass it around. There you go. Pass it over. Don't burn yourself. Lovely. The curry roulette coming shortly. We're going to have Lee... up against Vino. Bit of curry sampling going on.
Can I try some of my boona then,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing as no one else seems to want to touch it.
That's a mixed meat boona.
Mm. That's got to be too hot for you, Duncan. You're just trying it.
What?
The vindaloo? Hard now, but yeah.
Are you going to try some vindaloo?
No, because unlike you, I don't feel the need to...
Unlike certain Bloke Talk members who also... Also, thank you, who also have man flu. I'm here, and I reckon the madras and the vindaloo might cure me of my man flu.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take it in turns to talk and eat. Are you conceding that I'm a better curry maker than you are?
Yeah, I am conceding that, actually.
So, if we set up the Bloke Talk Indian restaurant, I'll be in charge of curry. You can do the naan bread.
Yeah.
Toby can be the waiter. Job's a good one.
I think, will we not have monkey waiters, though? We're going to get monkeys to do all the jobs.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I think Toby could be a good sort of front of house
He'd
guy,
be a good
he?
Maitre d', wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Because you can imagine him kind of getting off on that. I can imagine Toby with, like, one of those, what do you call it, over his arms? You know, like a...
Tablecloth?
Yeah, a tablecloth. I could see him do that. Yeah, I could see him do that. That would work really well, wouldn't it? Mm. Well, we've got this sorted. You know, when the radio work dries up, we'll just open an Indian somewhere.
An Indian, yeah.
Yeah. My mouth
as well as our bangers and mash, both.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of ideas on the bubble. That's good. I think we've learned a lot this week. Do you know what for you has been the most interesting bit of being in the kitchen? Shall I tell you what I think?
Go on.
Right. As long as you do, it's all in the preparation. Because, you know, and I kind of was aware of this, but most curries actually have a base. Mm. And then depending on the strength and kind of like what they want to put in it, you use that base, but then you add, you know, maybe some ginger and garlic paste. You know, maybe you add some herbs or whatever. And once the prep is done, the actual cooking of it is quite...
You've got the same base for every single curry, you just add different things to make.
There's that massive, big, bubbling cauldron, which, I mean, there'll be pictures on the website, citytalk.fm, and that's how it looks like it works.
So has that given you... Has that inspired you to
I think I might get a vat of that on the go, on the old stove.
And then you're sorted. You could
absolutely,
just
yeah. Well, I've learned a lot, and all we're waiting for now is the various dishes for our curry roulette. So maybe we could get someone just to catch the eye of one of the gentlemen here and get the curry roulette. No, I'm fine, thank you very much. Get the curry roulette dishes up and running, and then we can get our willing guinea pigs, who are already troughing their various dishes, to get involved in the curry roulette. Here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Hello, are we okay for the curry roulette?
Yes, it's ready now.
Marvellous, thank you. If we can get the dishes up, and then we'll get cracking with that. Thank you. What we need to do is we've got two gentlemen on an adjacent table, and I think it might be easier if we go to them. Is that okay? So thank you very much for doing this. What we'll do is we'll place it just next door to Lee there. So I'm going to move round over here, clear some space. It is bloke talk on the road. We've come out for a curry, and we have a couple of gentlemen. So what we're going to do is we're going to move. I need to put that somewhere, put that over there. If we could bring our roulette curries here, that'll be lovely. And do you want to dispense with the blindfolds?
Yeah.
I'll go with it.
You're going to go with the flow? Blindfolds.
Oh.
To me, that suggests you're slightly a fan of sadistic behaviour, which almost suggests you should take part. All right, see you later. Thank you. All right, so, okay, so Lee, let's put that on you. There you go. Put that around your... get some woman to... It's probably a fantasy, isn't it, being blindfolded by a woman. Shall I do that for you? No, fine. No, we're men. We don't do that. That's good. Okay, fine. All right then. So what I'm going to need to do is we need to. We've got three dishes here. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over here, my friend, and he's going to describe to me what the dishes are. So Lee can't hear. So I'll come over here. Okay. Now just tell me what three dishes we have.
Well, one dish is a lohar gal, which is a very hot house dish we've got.
Yeah.
Another is a bangalore fowl.
Yes.
And another one is a specially extra hot tinderloo.
Okay, he's going to be all right after this, isn't he?
He should be all
right. Okay, lovely. Thank you very much for preparing that. Okay, and I think in all good areas of roulette, we have one, two, and three. I think we'll do Lee on this. Pick a number between one and three.
Number two.
Oh, okay, which is... shouldn't have done that. Okay.
That looks like a hot one to me.
Now, what we should get is a serviette, so let's get one of those.
It could be mild.
Now,
deep breath.
Okay, do you want just a little bit of sauce? Is that the best thing to do?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, right.
He looks quite
Open your mouth. Okay, that's a serviette, that's your chin.
It's only a teaspoon, okay. For this, so it should be all right.
It's up to you to do what you want there.
I could smell how hot that was before you passed.
Which one was that?
That was the lohar gal. That one of a house special.
House special?
It's,
do you want a beer?
No, fine. It just smells really, really peppery. It's
okay.
Got a lot of pepper in.
Okay, do you want to explain what's in there? That'll be very good if you can just tell me what's in there, Rick.
Specifically, there's one key ingredient in it is Mr. Naga.
Yeah.
Which is basically a very, very hot chili, which is founded in Bangladesh, in Sylhet.
Okay.
And we specifically use that on that dish. And
was that one of the hottest ones there?
It is one of the hottest ones.
Is it the hottest one in front of him?
No, there is one more hotter than that.
Okay. Do you want to opt out now? Or are you still up for a bit more? Okay, all right. So let's just do that. Okay. Let's try
number three.
Okay. Now you dropped a little bit of curry on the trouser there, so don't think that I'm touching you up because I'm not. But you
kind of like
honestly, you don't want to stain there, mate. Trust me. Right. Okay. So let's try this one here. Okay.
Duncan,
Laura, do you want to come around here and just get an explanation about what's in this one whilst I am make sure we get a good bit for Lee? I think, Vino, it's safe to say you managed to get away with this. Though, of course, you can you know, join in should you want. Okay, now I just don't want this to drip anywhere.
I think Duncan's enjoying doing the feeding here, aren't you?
Okay, now, you've got... right, open your mouth. I'm just going to put it in there. It's up to you to do what you want. It's in your mouth. Okay.
No, that is hot.
That is hot.
That is
that the hottest one?
No.
Oh, wow.
So which one's that, then?
I'm not sure you can eat that.
Really? A dress. Okay. So is that the,
I think you deserve a swig of beer there. So there's your hand, there's your ale. Okay, have a good swig.
He seemed to think that was hotter than the first one he had.
Do you want to opt out now? Because by the laws of the process of elimination, the hottest one is still to come. You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Are you psychologically prepared?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
It looks hot.
Yeah.
Right. It's the only way I can describe it. It looks hot. So let's just have a look there. How are we doing for time, lads, before the end of the show? Okay, so we've got a few minutes yet. So let's just right now. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm literally going to put what?
Do you say that endorphins kick in, do they, when you have spices?
Yeah, well, how are you feeling?
I feel high as a kite.
Do you? Yeah. But you're not feeling randy or anything, are you?
No, not quite yet.
Okay. Plenty of ladies here around the table, should you feel that later.
It's like once already.
Yeah. Okay, now, I've only put a little bit on this teaspoon, all right, because we now know the process of elimination, this is the hottest.
Okay.
Open your mouth. I'm just going to place this in there, and it's up to you. That wouldn't take that much.
Oh, my word. See, I'd said the second one outside was hotter than that.
That's interesting, isn't it? Do you want to find out exactly what's in there?
Yes, what was it? What was in the third one there? That was the hot sauce, wasn't it?
The third one was extra hot in the
Israel.
Which is basically hotter than the fire.
Yeah.
So it's very, very
that is the hottest you could
hot
get.
With basically concentrated chilies. And we've got this small chilies, which is very, very hot. And it will go fried by the chef. And then ground, and then he made that curry for him.
And would you ever choose to have one that hot?
Well done.
Occasionally, but not all the time.
That's the one you had.
Yeah, that looks serious, doesn't it?
Has he done well to it?
He's done extremely well.
It didn't bother him too much, did it?
No. I think he likes his curries.
I think he does, but I think he's a man's man, isn't he?
Definitely.
Because it was the second one, well, it was actually the first one. When I saw that, I just got hit and I took the lid off of how powerful that was. Yeah. So what's, because you mentioned to me before, there's this very special chili, isn't there?
Yes, it's called Naga.
Okay, and can you get that in this country?
Yes.
Can you get it from special suppliers?
Yeah, you can get it from specialist suppliers and occasionally from Asian grocery stores.
Yep.
So, and you can even grow it in your back garden as well. My mum does.
Really? Oh, so you can grow it in this climate?
Of course.
Oh, that's worth knowing, isn't it? And I mean, just give me a kind of a ratio. When people come here, are you finding that people are more adventurous and going for the more hotter dishes, or is it kind of quite even?
Well, quite even. Occasionally you get certain people for hotter dishes, and then most people tend to stay, say, in the middle.
Yeah.
So like in the Jalfezi, Vindaloo.
Yeah.
And then like you've got about, say, top 10%, they go for like an above Vindaloo.
Okay. That's really useful.
So it's growing, though.
Thank you so much for letting us come here.
You're welcome.
It's been an amazing experience. Your guys in the kitchen are fantastic as well, so thank you very much. Gentlemen and ladies, if you want to sample any of the hotter dishes there. Vino, do you want a little go there?
I've just come off the ceiling after trying that.
All right, okay. All right, so that's great. Well, Laura, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah.
So it's been Bloke Talk on the Road here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We've been here for a curry, and I think it's been a good experience.
Yeah, definitely inspired me to...
You're going to knock up a little vat and get going in the kitchen.
I'm going to do it from scratch. I'm going to do it properly now.
It's great. Bloke Talk is back next week. Of course, you can see pictures from our trip as Bloke Talk went for a curry on the website at www.citytalk.fm. Until next week, thank you for listening. Well done, everyone. Marvellous.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.